You're listening to Fred Film Radio. This is Bénédicte Pro, and today I have the pleasure of interviewing André Téchiné about his latest film, Being 17, in competition here at the Berlin Film Festival. Being 17 is a wonderful story about that crucial age, dominated by a flow of confusing experiences and emotion and first times. It's an education story, a very physical one too, set in a rural context, a small town amidst the mountains. And it unfolds throughout the last year of high school of two boys, Damien and Thomas, wonderfully embodied by Casey Monteclin and Corentin Fila. And as they face each other and learn to know each other, their relationship is triangulated by the presence of Damien's mother, played by Sandrine Kiberlin. So André Téchiné, youth and first time themes that run throughout your body of work. But this time you chose to co-write the script with director Céline Sciamma, whose own films have been also revolving around the theme of adolescence. So how did that go? How did that collaboration unfold?
Si je peux comparer, c'est toujours très très difficile hein, de parler comme ça de.
It's very difficult to talk about the working process that we have chosen compared to other writers, screenwriters that I work with in the past. It was quite different because in the past, other screenwriter gave me a great quantity of material, you know, a very long and thorough and large script, and at that point I was selecting what to keep and what to get rid of in order to find a unity in the narration and to find the sort of red line that went from beginning to end. In the case of Céline, I was given a sort of skeleton in a way. We were working on the backbone of the story, and then it was a matter of giving it flesh, and that allowed me an extreme degree of freedom to then go on location and carry out my research of that environment, not only a physical and geographical environment, the mountains, but also the new technologies that I use in agriculture, for instance, or the school world. I sort of acted like a documentarist filmmaker that I'm not, I'm the opposite, but I had to have all the details very clear, the Skype calls and the military unit. I talked to helicopters, pilots, fighters, you know, all the scenes. I wanted all scenes to be fully rooted in reality, and that was what allowed me to give the flesh to Céline's skeleton, you know, a very original way of working and a structure that was built with a great deal of freedom and then double-checked on the field.
Was it important for you to locate this story in a remote area, a small town in the countryside surrounded by the mountains?
Oui, ça, je tenais beaucoup à ce que le film se déroule.
Yes, it was very important for me for the film to take place in an area in France that we don't often see on the big screen, and it's not very much looked at or represented and portrayed in cinema. I think my wish was to put sounds and images in that area, and characters, of course, in that area that is often forgotten and abandoned. So we thought it was very proper to socially root the story there. And then, of course, there's another element, which is mountains, and that has to do with poetry. My idea, and Céline's idea as well, I suppose, was to give those tiny lives in that area of France all the greatness that they have.
One interesting element of the script is that Damien's father is in the military. So beyond the fact that this allows the motif of the absent father to be represented in the film, and the fact that it allows the mother to triangulate the two boys' relationship, was it important for you to have this part of our today's reality included in your story?
Ah oui, oui, bien sûr que c'est tout à fait.
Yes, well, of course, it was very deliberate on my part to juxtapose, to our part, to juxtapose the sort of childish conflicts that the two boys have with an actual conflict, a real war and death, and the experience of loss and bereavement. You know, it was just our will. It's a fictional work and is set in this magic backdrop of the mountains, but is at the same time very much rooted into today's reality.
Of course, you also stay true to reality in the way you represent today's youth with their language, with their costumes, if I may say. For instance, Damien has this very striking t-shirt with flowers on it that he wears constantly.
Alors ça, c'est une anecdote, c'est-à-dire c'est justement...
I met a guy in the region when I was doing my research, and I was impressed by the popularity of that t-shirt, you know, the flowers and the writings on it. And so I asked this guy the permission to use it in the film, because I like to implant elements from reality in my film, and to in order for them to feed the fiction of the film itself. And the same goes for the David Bowie poster, for instance.
The two young actors, Cassie Motet Klein, Corentin Fillard, are absolutely extraordinary in the way they personify their roles, in the way they embody their characters. How did you choose them?
J'ai choisi les acteurs comme on peut choisir un couple, mais pas...
I chose the two actors to play the couple, as I would choose two actors to play any couple, you know, not in the sense of sexual attraction, but in the sense of the energy and the empathy and the chemistry that could develop by in their encounters and in their exchanges, you know, so that the camera could record the suspense that is implicit in their relationship, and it's the suspense element and the evolution of their relationship that were the two main elements out of which I directed the two actors, you know, for the contrast that is in their relationship initially. It's a couple, like a comic couple, like Lauren and Hardy, and like I always choose two actors, you know, for able to have the vibes that a camera is then able to register.
Thank you so much, André Téchiné, for telling us more about the wonderful film Being 17. Thank you.
Fred Film Radio, 24/7 on Fred.fm and smartphone apps.